You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
What a morning, what a fantastic morning, WMDX, it's John Peterson, Gordy Young, in the morning.
Hey now.
And another big day, another slew of weird news and idiocracy. It just doesn't stop, and they just passed the big bad bill.
The big bad bill?
They just passed it.
In the House.
Yeah. It's not in the Senate yet.
No.
But anyway, who could have predicted that? Who could have predicted that the House would somehow, you know, find the votes
figure
to pass the dumbest bill in the world? The most, actually, you know, people are starting to catch on to this whole game. And the fact that this is one of the cruelest bills ever passed in the U.S., I think it'll go down in history. I mean, this is punitive. Everything the Republicans do is punitive, and we do that in this state constantly. We always penalize everybody. We don't give them anything. We don't fund anything. We penalize them. And this is one of those huge, big, bad bills that punishes everybody. And wait till you hear what's in that damn bill. After 7 o'clock, we'll be featuring some debates. Adam Schiff and who is it?
Sheldon?
Sheldon Whitehouse. They'll be trying to get some answers from the administration department heads, and they don't get any answers. And you're going to be really surprised at this. A lot of people, a lot of parents out there have deductions. They have dependents that we have to take care of. Well, that's changing. You will not believe this. And the implications are gigantic, huge. Just wait till you find out.
Okay.
All right, and that's all coming up next hour. But
of course, I can't wait.
We've got Idiocracy. We've got to cover the smaller stories. That'll be maybe after Brittany Merlot, because we've got Jim Slecker from Busted Pencils coming in at 7:35
or
6:35.
Tim Slecker.
Okay, what did I say,
Jim? We really shouldn't have booked Jim and Tim on the same day, should we?
What did I say, Jim?
You said Jim.
Jim Slecker.
I think you were thinking also Jim Santel.
Jim Santel after 7:30,
yes.
I can't keep track anymore.
I know. It's a jam-packed show.
It is.
It's cloudy out there this morning and kind of chilly.
Well, I feel a little disoriented because I don't have my watch on.
Well, I noticed.
I forgot to
you
put it on.
You keep forgetting it. Why? I thought you slept with it on, right?
Well, I do. And then I take it off when I get up and it charges within an hour. So it's charged for the rest of the day until I take it off again in the morning.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have a routine here. But my son came up this morning and he was telling me how the Democrats are voting and who votes more Democratic and who isn't.
Okay.
And he's on this thing because Gen Z's, they want to change the way the Congress works. You know, they want some youth in there. They want something better. And they don't want these old traditional voters, allowing something
guys.
Like this to happen.
That'll be an age limit. Really.
You know what the Onion headline that I got yesterday was?
What was that?
It was cobweb-covered skeleton grips his desk as he claims he'll run for a 15th term in the Senate.
Oh, no.
That's good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's what it's come to, so it's cloudy. It's chilly out there, 44 degrees on the WMDX thermometer right outside our window overlooking State Street. You hear from the global headquarters of Civic Media. And it feels like 39 degrees. There's a little bit of a light breeze. But what would the afternoon high be today? What should we use? Which one of our many devices? Did we get the weather wheel fixed? Do you want to do that?
I think we have the weather wheel fixed up and ready to go. We haven't heard this in a long, long time.
Right, yeah. In storage. Ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah, good spin there, Sam.
Yeah, throwing off a lot of cobwebs.
And it's... What does that say? 59. That's what I'm seeing from here. Okay. 59 degrees will be the high for today. It's too bad we don't know sunrise, sunset. You don't have your watch on. Can you? Do you have that information handy?
Yeah, I pulled up my weather app, and it's blank.
It's great.
It's not telling me what
that
the
means. We're not going to have weather today.
Yes, no temperatures, no highs, no lows. Kind of calm.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Bump into walls?
I guess.
That's what I'm going to do this time.
All right.
Well, okay, here we go.
Well, you want to...
we have the National Day calendar pulled up?
Well, you know, I thought we weren't going to do that anymore, but I'll,
that's
you know,
right.
I'll just mention
a few
things.
I wasn't going to do it anymore. What am I thinking?
I mean, if we were going to do it, we'd find out about National Craft Distillery Day, but I know you don't drink beer anymore, so you don't care about that. National Solitaire Day. You play solitaire?
No, it's a game, right? I don't play games.
National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Vanilla Pudding Day. I love vanilla pudding.
Do you really?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Everybody loves vanilla, right?
No, I can't stand it.
Wow.
National Biomusical Instrument Day. No, wait a minute. National Biomusical Instrument Day.
Oh. Wow.
Sam. I didn't know you played trombone.
I sure don't.
Well, you. Well, how did it get in here?
Look out! Don't hit Dominic with that slidey thing. There's no room in there for a trombone.
How did that get in there? Why do we have a trombone in here?
Every radio station has a trombone.
Oh yes,
John.
FCC law now. New administration. So, how did you come to get that trombone if you're not a trombone player?
Well, I kind of wanted it just for the bit, you know? Trombones are just such a fun instrument. I found it on Facebook Marketplace a few months ago.
How much?
No, really.
Well, it was half broken at the time. I fixed it up, but it was only like $30 or $40.
Wow.
What?
That's a good deal.
How did it break? I mean, it looks like
one of the tubes was missing, so tubes. Activated my plumbing skills and soldered on a new brass pipe, but... Yeah,
Dominic, do you play any musical instruments? It's National Biomusical Instrument Day.
I used to play the recorder when I was in first grade.
Oh,
heck
yeah.
Yeah.
Recorder.
Other than that, I have not touched a musical instrument since.
I used to play with my tape recorder.
Wrong recorder.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, those recorders, those plastic recorders.
Yeah.
Do you think that company would still be in business if it wasn't for first grade classes all across America just forcing kids to try to play any kind of musical instrument? Because they don't, you know, you don't progress anywhere.
Well, it didn't inspire Dom to go any further with the musical interest.
Yeah, I think I had a black belt, too. There used to be, like, a colors on the recorder that you can, like, how
really?
Good you are at the recorder.
Yeah.
That's like, it determines like if you have the black belt or, you know, a yellow belt or anything like that.
And what did you,
did you move up to the black belt?
I think I just had an orange belt. So I think level
orange.
Two.
That's
so,
pretty good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really worked up there.
Well, do we have any history items to talk about today for May 22nd?
Oh, you know, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Do you want me to open the book?
Please open the book.
Oh, God.
No,
get ready.
Don't,
get ready.
Don't do that.
Look out, Tom.
I'm going to... He blew his nose.
I can't be in this room anymore.
He blew his nose.
What's that?
I cannot be in this room anymore.
Okay. Dom is now... Yeah. He wants to get out of there.
He's kind of soured on this whole thing.
Jeez.
Gosh, I wonder what's happened in the history book that we had the... trombone speak up there.
Right. Well, it is Biomusical Instrument
Day. You're right.
Day,
you're right.
So
it must be that.
That makes sense.
I wonder what happened on this day for them to choose May 22nd as.
Well, I don't know. We don't do the National Day calendar anymore.
No.
Well, I guess
I didn't
we'll
really
never,
look that
I guess we'll
up.
Never know then, Gordy.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's nothing really going on.
All right. Well, stuff that we actually know that happened.
Okay.
There. Little bit of downer history, I guess. Today, 1939, the Axis powers officially formed. Germany and Italy, they signed their big agreement.
Not good.
Not good. Right. Japan joined them shortly thereafter, but that was the initial.
Mm-hmm. Axis of evil.
This coming up here, 1992, Johnny Carson, he hosted his last show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Do you remember who was on
there? Far before I was born. So Johnny Carson is not as big of a deal to me as it is to you guys, but can you remember who was his last guest?
I don't remember the last guest.
You don't remember the singer that got on Johnny's desk?
On the desk? Was that it? Really?
Rolled around on there while she sang a song.
Was that Bette Midler?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it, but I didn't think that was the last. I know, you know, they lead up to these last shows. Yeah, I get confused.
Well, Johnny
led
up to it for a year. All the guests. Yeah.
All I remember is that Letterman didn't get it. And boy, that was a
big disappointment.
That was a controversy.
And the guy who did take over after Johnny, of course, was
Jay Leno.
And now here's Gordy.
All right. There you go. I am so glad you had that.
Mm-hmm. My imagination, or is that some weird, weird stuff? I mean, that is weird, wild, wacky, wacky stuff.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, yes. Little Phil Hartman.
Yeah, Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
That's SNL. Good. Anything else happen on this date?
So you guys are going to have to fill me in on this. I should have looked up the video of this happening. Today in 2004, then President Bush crashed his mountain bike. Do you remember hearing about this story?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't really remember that. What, he wasn't seriously injured, obviously.
No, he kind of just got up and kept riding, but people sort of made fun of him for it. Right?
Well, I remember when Biden fell off his bike.
Yeah, that was news to me, too. I don't know how I missed that. I saw the video of that yesterday.
Well,
that was pretty funny.
He was seriously injured in that, President Bush was.
He was?
Oh, was he?
Well, that's why he was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
No, I think you're making this right now.
Just wrong kidding. Bush,
I'm just kidding. I remember it. I don't remember the details.
Okay.
Bush was a total incompetent, so I wasn't surprised.
You didn't pay much attention to him?
No, I did.
Oh.
But, you know, it was his puppet master that I paid more attention to, and that's Dick Cheney.
Oh, yes. That's right.
We're just going on yesterday about how the man in the White House right now isn't really in charge.
That's true. I did. I should have brought that up. Yeah. But who's in charge? Well, we know that Project 2025 is in charge of the White House. That's,
okay. And
Russell Vaught.
Russell Vaught. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or vote.
Vote.
They say vote now, vote. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Mm-hmm. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing and individualized care, not one size fits all. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go to their website. You can get a simple hearing test there and then set up an appointment, and Jim and Sarah will take care of you.
We've both gotten our hearing aids.
Yeah, that's right. They're working great. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay. Coming up a little bit later on, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils in just a little while, and then in our next hour, Jim Santel, attorney at law. Just getting started on a Thursday morning in beautiful downtown Madison. It's John and Gordy in your morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Capital City! swinging town I know called Capital City.
Madison.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City.
On State Street.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you.
It's against the law to frown in Capital City.
Can we pass that law?
But like a stupid clown when you chance to see 4th Street MD, yeah. Once you get a whiff of it, you'll never want to roam. From Capital City, my home sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
Capital City, that happy tall city.
Bring it home.
It's Capital City, my home sweet, swinging home.
Oh, yeah, man. Broadcasting from the Capital City. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7, or on your Civic Media app. Join us.
Mm-hmm.
And text us like Doug always does from St. Francis. He says, you guys do an incredible job of supporting your sponsors. Yes. Catherine has a Verillo mattress. Mm-hmm. John got his hearing aids and hearing checked. I think it's time for Gordy to try testosterone booster products. And join the manosphere.
Oh, okay. All right, Doug. Well, I see where you're going there. Thanks for that. Text. You can call us or text us. Use the Civic Media app. It's easy to do. You just download it, get it on your phone. Yeah. Piece of cake. You can text right there. It's free. Or you can call us, 608.
Now you're kind of regretting advising people to text us.
Well, Doug, what is it with Doug? We hear from him every single day for months, yeah. And then he just drops off.
I know.
And we didn't hear from him for 2 or 3 weeks. Now he's back. Did he go to Mexico again?
I have a theory. It's a temper tantrum.
Is it?
Because we don't actually do a lot of what he suggests, even though they're great ideas.
Terrific ideas. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Verillo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since they opened their doors in the very first part of 1958.
Well, great.
Way back when. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verillo Mattress, 2 locations, East Side and West Side in Madison. Go to their website, verillo.com, for more information. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee and their selection of adjustable bed frames. There.
Well, thank you for
I did that just
that.
For you.
Yes.
Verillo Mattress.
They're having a run on bed frames.
No, they're not. Go to verillo.com. Over to you, John Peterson.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just trying to I'm trying to break the barrier of people thinking that it's a hospital bed, and you know, having an adjustable bed is just wonderful.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not going to go on about it, though. You did a great job of popping that right in there. Let's go to the phones right now, and we have Matt out in Middleton. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Morning, guys. You put out the feeler for someone to call in, so I just happened to think I would help you out there.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
So I had a thought today. You know how retirement homes and these development communities, they have these brochures to sell their living standard to you.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know, so I was wondering what do you think that brochure would look like for this whites only tech fuse, robot fused, gated CEO driven communities that these tech bros want to create for everyone
in the future?
Oh, wait, only the white people. Sorry, not everyone.
That's right. Yes.
What do you think that brochure would look like? What would they tell you? You know?
Yeah, that'd be a great project. I think, you know, some elementary school teacher should set that project in motion.
I think that's a perfect project for AI to do. Just ask AI what the retirement brochure for a white tech bro would be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, I haven't used AI. I haven't used any of those apps at all.
Mm.
I should. I really want to, but, you know, I just don't have time. I honestly do not have time.
Well, it's just to save time. It saves you time.
No, I mean, I research everything anyway. I don't really need to have AI helping me out. But what I want to do is I want to have fun with it. I want to play with it. And I haven't had time to do that, Matt. So, but we can't.
You're all nasty on Matt.
No, it would be fun. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm lashing out at you because they passed a big bad bill this morning. Okay. And
it did pass?
It did pass.
Yes, it just passed right before we
went
on
the
air.
Passed the House, at least, yeah.
Passed the House, now goes to the Senate.
By one vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big
Game's
surprise.
Over. I'm looking for a suicide booth this month.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for that project. That's a good idea. You know, we should try and find out. As you know, being in the upper echelons of our age group, we get a lot of that mail, don't we? You know, senior living.
Oh yeah, get that every day. All that crap. Yeah. Goes right in the dumpsters.
Well, tell us what you really think, man.
Well, you know, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, I hear you. But Madison now has a place where you can break stuff. You can smash your stress away. That's right, at Crash Box Therapy. They are bringing us this part of the show. Crash Box Therapy, 319 Beltline Highway, next to Pitcher's Pub. Break, stomp, shatter, and yell out all your pain or joys at Crash Box Therapy. Make your appointment now, crashboxtherapy.com. That's crashboxtherapy.com. Right around the corner, Tim Slucker will be joining us.
Yes.
After the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. Next, right here on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Brought up, and it's really it's grotesque is what it is.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Moonshine Light, the new low-calorie illegal whiskey for people who are looking for an easy way to lose excess pounds and their livers.
Sounds like a good plan.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning on a beautiful day so far.
Beautiful. Kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
Kind of overcast. Looks like the clouds may break for some sunshine this afternoon. It's 44 chilly degrees. High today, just 59.
It's not so beautiful where Dr. Tim Slecker is at right now.
That's right. Yes.
Tim is on the road right now calling in, and it's time to find out what's going on and bust a pencil. You know, we have a couple stories here and names that we love to talk about very often here on Busted Pencils, right?
It's all about education.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, Tim, first of all, let's get a traffic report. Where are you and what's it like?
Well, in case anybody in the Madison area is planning on driving Interstate 79 between Pittsburgh and Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 40-day rain.
Right.
You know, local farmers are taking people on their boats, and I'm driving into, I don't know, you know, I think the visibility is about one car. So.
Wow.
All right. Careful, man. Take it easy,
man. It's safe. It's very safe.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it because I'm thinking of going to that Costco over there. And
John's doing a coast-to-coast Costco tour.
That's right.
trying to hit them all.
I guess I've been talking about them a little bit too much. Now they want me to represent them. So that would be nice, though. I'd love to have that pocket change.
Mm.
All right. Let's get to our first favorite person to talk about, and that is Linda McMahon. She is the Secretary of the Department of Ed, and she's been hired to destroy the Department of Ed. I don't know what party could possibly get away with putting people in charge to destroy their own department, but somehow they got away with something like this, right? I mean, the Republican MAGAs, what are they thinking? They put the right person in place.
Well, you know, I mean, okay, seriousness, right? I mean, this is what they said they were going to do.
Yep.
you know, so, I mean, for anybody who's going, wow, I didn't see that coming. It's like, what? Really?
Weren't paying attention.
Yeah, that's you know, true.
It you know, it was like the pitcher saying, like, look, I'm going to throw a slow curve that's going to break right at the home run spot where you swing.
That's right.
It's a rough, you know.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's it's a hard thing to look at daily, though, and to see that, you say, the dismantling of a department that really provides funding to fill in the gaps where the states don't have the ability to fund. You know, for example, as we said, special education.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and people say, well, you know, well, they said they were going to give it back to the states. And that's where education is supposed to be. In fact, constitutionally, you know, education is represented in every state's constitution. And the federal government has no constitutional authority over education. So this is just plain old good constitutional integrity. And it's back where it belongs. But, the problem is that federal legislation on the requirements, and I'm going to stay in the special education frame, says that students with special needs have to be taken care of. And where states' funding falls short in that, that's where the Department of Education came in and said, in fact, here's the law and here's the money so that you can do what the law says.
Exactly. Yeah. And what they want to do now, and it's a clash of agendas. Republicans in state want to cut education funding. Now the government, the federal government, wants to cut education funding. Uh-oh, we've got a real problem here. Why don't we play this cut? This is Representative Dean talking to Linda McMahon about shifting the costs from the federal government to the state. This is cut 150. All right.
Why are you shuttering a department that's supposed to lift up those children?
Because those programs don't have to flow through the Department of Education, and they
can flow through the state. I was a state legislator. That's called shift and shaft. I've spoken with the governor of Pennsylvania. They can't pick up the tab anymore for education of our students, not to mention it would be inequitable by state, by state, by state. Why are you in this job at all? If you don't have a dedication to the future of our children, why are you in this job?
I, too, am a mother and a grandmother, and I want the best for my family going forward.
Vouchers.
For my grandchildren, for my great-grandchildren, and I hope to leave a legacy that we have established best practices for education that all the states can use. That would be a great legacy to be able to leave, to be able to show states these are some of the things that they can do. I think states have to look at their budgets.
Madam Secretary, the legacy you will be leaving is that I shut down the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
How we educate our children determines not just their future, but our own.
But
I think it's a sad legacy you will leave. I yield back.
All right, that's it.
Well,
mic drop.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And some really good points there. Again, the states cannot pick up the dime on this thing. They can't fund it. And they've been cutting funding for education. So this is a clash. And this is what happens when you have the same agenda working at both sides, the state and federal government.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in fact, you know, the home state right there, Wisconsin, is an example. I mean, thank goodness for Governor Evers right now. But again, the state legislature continues to defund public education, and you mix that together with the federal defunding, and wow, look at the problems.
Yes, and that applies also to higher education. They're obviously going to find some reason to deny increasing funding for the UW system here in the state. Every budget, they do the same thing. They object to something the UW has done, and then they say they're going to cut funding or hold up funding. And it's just, you know, it's the same thing every biennial. Every time they want to pass a budget, this is what happens. And it's just ridiculous. And now, of course, you know, I think they're going to make some cuts to the Pell Grants and some of the funding for college loans, right? I think that's what's also on the agenda on this big bad bill that they just passed this morning in the House.
Oh, there's Tim.
I guess the rain became a little too much
I thought it was beautiful.
No, I refuse to say that. You know, if I hear anybody say beautiful on that thing, I'm really going to be angry. You know, it is a bad bill. Horrible. Horrific.
Did we lose Tim?
He's been lost in the storm.
He's driving through some rain there in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Visibility is about one car right now.
Do we have the door song?
We'll get him back in just a second. Yeah.
Let me take this out.
Horrible.
Okay. Nope. All right, you're back. All right.
Now you're back, Tim.
I think I'm back, right?
Yeah, I think so. You've always been there, but you know, you're back with us.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Where were we?
We were talking about college funding. I mean, they're going after that too, in the big bad bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, here's the other thing to kind of look at this. People are like, you know, why? And, I'll come back to my, role model mentor, Diane Ravitch, who's been, you know, historian of American education. And she always comes back, you know, there are all these potential reasons. But the biggest reason to look at this is to do away with public education and the commitment to a universal, well-rounded education that situates public students, the public, for life in democracy. Mm-hmm. And when you do this to education, what you're saying very straightforward is that we do not believe in educating the public. We do not want to educate. There it is. It's straightforward. These are, you know, they're not ideological cuts to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is a direct cut on freedom of thought and freedom to learn.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying all along. It's really a freedom of thought thing. Association. I mean, if you want diversity, equity, and inclusion, what's wrong with that? it's an idea that they're banning and is saying is illegal and racist. It's a very, very strange thought process. And by the way, I wanted to always ask this, Tim. When we look at funding education for college, I'm wondering how are they going to make standards for each and every state? Each and every state, of course, can adjust their education any way they want. How do these colleges kind of sift through their student applicants if every state has these crazy different ideas about teaching in school, certain courses, certain classes? Like, let's just say Florida, because we know Florida is crazy. How do they accept students? I mean, I think this is a real detriment to a lot of students trying to go to college, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, John. I mean, I don't know. I guess, who can write the most incredibly gracious essay on why they like President Trump and Ron DeSantis, and, a full scholarship will be awarded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Stretches the imagination, doesn't it? All right. Let me see. What's that?
Yeah, we don't want to, SAT scores, ACT scores, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to see your commitment to the leader.
Exactly. And see how good a patriot you are. Mm-hmm. It's that patriot education that I'm really worried about, Wow. All right, let's get to Ryan Walters. We love Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. He lashed out at a TV station there, K4, a reporter, for asking if he should take responsibility for the state being consistently rated at the bottom for education, ranking 48th out of 50 states. And as expected, Walters had his pat answer. Let's go to that. Cut 128.
You blame it on the people.
Sure. So let's take a look at that question. Again, K-4 gets it fundamentally wrong, which at least you're consistent of being wrong. So we are not in the bottom of education. We've continued to see dramatic increases in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. I know y'all don't care to report facts. Facts are stubborn. Hey, look, K-4, I got it. You're fake news. I got you. that K4 will consistently report lies, and I'm going to consistently call you out on those. So thank you for the question. Again, you couldn't be more wrong. You guys are always wrong. And Oklahoma taxpayers are tired of it. They're tired of your lies. They are tired of the media not putting a spotlight on an issue like the budget. K4 doesn't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the amounts, the cost to taxpayers. They don't care. And so, folks, I gave you a question. You don't like my answer, but that's okay. So what you're going to continue to see is fake news like K4.
Yeah.
Try to cover up the major issues facing American families.
That's right.
Oklahoma families, do you want more money in your pocket or not? Do you want your income taxed? I think the answer is no. I hear it every day. Do you want your property taxed for the rest of your life? I think the answer is no. So I'm going to continue to fight against lobbyists, special interest, fake news media outlets, and I will continue to defend the people of Oklahoma unapologetically.
All right, Tim, we want your answer after this break. We got to take a break right here, but crazy stuff.
We'll be back with more with Dr. Tim Slecker on the road. Talking about education on John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
I remember the old American days of education. Oh, yeah.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
6:52, cloudy today. Temperatures in the mid-40s this morning, getting into the upper 50s later on. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Jim and Sarah do a fantastic job with hearing aids, and their goal isn't just selling those aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They really take care of you right from the start. Mm-hmm. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, do a simple hearing test there, and then set up an appointment. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Family-owned and community-focused, individualized care, not one-size-fits-all. It's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. It's their website. We've both been there. We both have some help now with some hearing aids. Fantastic folks there, Jim and Sarah.
All right, let's get back to Busted Pencils. Okay. Of course, you can hear their podcasts on the Civic Media app. Also, they have a live show on Saturdays, 3 to 4. Check that out as well. And we're talking about right now, Ryan Walters. He's the superintendent of public schools in Oklahoma, and he says it's fake news that his school system is ranked 48th out of 50 states.
I was thinking about that. I think he's right, because...
What?
If you're talking about counting, I mean, typically you count up. And so if you've got 50 in the number line, if you're 48, you're really close to the top.
In his mind.
Yeah, he's working his way up to 50. Definitely.
The top of the list of the worst.
They're almost there.
Mm. Yeah, and the fact that, I mean, if you heard it, remember the cut, and I know that I have a very big problem with attention span. If you remember the cut, he is asking for less funding for his schools. As the advocate for education in his state, he wants less funding because he wants people to take more of their tax dollars home with them, right?
Yes. Right. I mean, because, the last thing that the public schools need is resources.
Right.
I mean, you think about it. He's got a goal. He's trying to get to 50. And, less money would help him meet that goal.
Now, here's the thing. This is a Republican legislature, right? And this is what Walters told him. I told the legislature, don't give all the money you gave me last time. And they said, we're going to give it to you anyway. My head just explodes just thinking about this. And by the way, he also asked for students getting a Bible, the Trump Bible.
Oh, really?
With the Constitution in it and everything like that. Yeah. Every student should get that. The Republican legislature turned him down on that one. You think?
You know, when I was in fourth grade, they gave every kid in my class a dictionary. I guess the Bible's what kids are getting instead these days.
Yeah, things have changed. Mm. All right.
Sam, I'm sorry, but, you know, the dictionary, there are words in that dictionary. Diversity, it's in that dictionary. And see, that's the problem.
There's some bad words in there, right?
Yeah, when you were in fourth grade, you see how you got wokely indoctrinated?
See? Yeah. Yeah. Equity is in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know an inclusion is probably another word.
I can't believe
how
the school system failed me like that. Gosh.
But the Bible probably doesn't have any of that stuff that we know of anyway.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I tell you right now, the Bible and the story of Noah seems to be appropriate right now for me.
Yeah. Once again, where are you on your way to Erie?
Here, I'll give you a visual.
Oh. Okay, for those of you watching on Facebook or
YouTube.
Oh,
yeah, there we go.
Boy, rain
is coming
down.
The windshield wiper's going.
Wait a minute. Are you driving and throwing your camera around? Okay.
Yeah.
Both hands on the wheel there, Tim.
Hey, I got both my knees on the wheel.
Okay. Good.
Education, it doesn't look really good at this point with Trump in charge, and we're only a little over 100 days in. Tim, I mean, what do you expect is going to happen here with education in this country?
Okay, I think we lost Tim once again in the rainstorm.
There he is. In one way, I think, am I here?
Yes.
Yes.
We got you.
We got you.
Oh, I'm here?
Yep. Got just a minute or two.
I think that in one way, that we're actually seeing people getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Education, which.
Okay. I think Tim is heading into some heavy rain.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, Tim, you know, what they have done also is they're cutting funding for green energy. And a lot of these schools are updating and building new, and they want to put solar panels on their schools, and all that now is going away because there won't be any rebates that they could take advantage of. So the whole thing is kind of collapsing from all different ends.
Mm-hmm. I think we may have lost our connection
with
Tim.
He's gone down with the ship.
He drove off the road. No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time anyway. You can listen to Busted Pencils Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They drop new podcasts. And then Saturdays at 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network with Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors way back in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Or check them out online at verlo.com.
And Busted Pencils has a new producer as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jacob the Wonder Boy, they call him. Jacob the Wonder Boy.
Tune in for that. Jacob the Wonder Boy. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. In our next hour, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot on our weather and also attorney Jim Santel. Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.